Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about helping their children navigate big emotions. And today, we're going to talk about something that might feel challenging right now, but is actually one of the most wonderful parts of your child's development. If you have a 4 or 5 year old who sometimes gets overwhelmed by big feelings, who struggles when things don't go as planned, or who seems to have emotions that feel too big for their little body, I want you to know something important. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being difficult. Their brain is actually building something incredible right now, something I like to call emotional superpowers. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this magical time in your child's life. Between ages 4 and 5, your child's brain is in a critical period of emotional development. They're learning to recognize feelings, name them, and eventually manage them. But here's the thing, this skill doesn't happen overnight. It takes years to develop, and what you're seeing right now, those big emotions, those moments of overwhelm, that's actually their brain hard at work, building the neural pathways they'll use for the rest of their lives. Doctor Paulo Graziano, a child psychologist at the University of North Carolina, discovered something fascinating in his research. He found that children with stronger emotion regulation skills don't just have fewer meltdowns, they actually perform better in school, have more positive friendships, and feel more confident in themselves. But here's what I love most about his research. He emphasizes that emotion regulation helps children handle the qualitative shift in their learning environment. In other words, when your child learns to manage their big feelings, they're not just learning to calm down, they're learning how to learn, how to connect, how to grow. The Child Mind Institute explains this beautifully. They say that emotional regulation is a skill some children need to be taught. And I want you to really hear that because it's so important. When your child struggles with big emotions, it doesn't mean something is wrong. It means they're in a learning phase, just like when they were learning to walk or learning to talk. They need your patient guidance, your warm presence, and your belief in them. So how can you help your child build these emotional superpowers? Let me share some gentle, research-backed strategies that the magic book and I have seen work beautifully. First, name the feelings. When your child is experiencing a big emotion, get down to their level, look into their eyes with warmth, and help them put words to what they're feeling. You might say something like, "I can see you're feeling really frustrated right now. Your body is telling me that this is hard for you." When you name the emotion, you're actually helping their brain process it. You're teaching them that feelings are normal, that they have names, and that they can be understood. Second, validate before you redirect. This is so important. Before you try to solve the problem or change the behavior, let your child know that their feelings make sense. You might say, "Of course you're disappointed. You really wanted to keep playing, and now it's time to stop." That's hard. When children feel understood, their nervous system can begin to calm down. But when they feel dismissed or judged, those big emotions often get even bigger. Third, teach calming strategies when everyone is calm. This is key. You can't teach someone to swim while they're drowning, and you can't teach emotional regulation in the middle of a meltdown. Instead, during peaceful moments, practice deep breathing together. Make it playful. Pretend you're blowing out birthday candles or smelling flowers and blowing out candles. Practice counting to 5 slowly. Practice finding a cozy spot where they can go when they need to calm down. When you practice these strategies during calm times, your child's brain builds the pathways to access them during stressful times. Fourth, be their calm. This might be the most important strategy of all. When your child is overwhelmed, their nervous system is looking to yours for cues about whether they're safe. If you can stay calm, breathe slowly, and speak gently, you're actually helping regulate their nervous system with yours. This is called co-regulation, and it's one of the most powerful tools you have. Your calm becomes their calm. And here's something else the magic book showed me. Stories can be such gentle helpers in this journey. We have a beautiful story in the Book of Inara called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard. In this story, Ethan and Sophia visit a magical advocacy center with their grandpa Ravi, where worried feelings actually bloom into solution flowers. They discover that every problem has many creative answers waiting to be found, and that their big feelings aren't something to be afraid of. They're actually the first step toward finding solutions. What I love about this story is how it shows children that their emotions are valid and valuable. When worried feelings transform into solution flowers at the advocacy center, children learn that their feelings can lead to creative problem solving rather than being something to fear or suppress. After reading this story together, you might create your own worry-to-solution ritual with your child. You could help them understand that big feelings are the first step toward finding answers, not something to be ashamed of. The CASEL framework, which is used by educators all around the world, identifies self-management as one of five core social-emotional learning competencies. And self-management includes the ability to manage emotions, thoughts, and behaviors effectively. This isn't just about preventing meltdowns, it's about giving your child tools they'll use throughout their entire life. Tools for handling stress, for solving problems, for building relationships, for believing in themselves. Research shows us that children whose parents respond with patience and teaching during emotional moments develop stronger regulation skills that serve them throughout their educational journey. Every time you stay calm during your child's storm, every time you validate their feelings, every time you teach them a calming strategy, you're building their emotional intelligence. You're giving them a gift that will last a lifetime. I want you to know something else, too. This phase is completely normal. Every child goes through it. Some children move through it more quickly, some take more time. Some children have bigger emotions, some have quieter ones. But every single child is learning, growing, and building these skills at their own perfect pace. And you, wonderful parent, you're doing such a beautiful job guiding them through it. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we're here to support you with stories, with wisdom, and with love. You can find the Center Where Hearts Are Heard and so many other helpful stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with care to help children understand their emotions, build confidence, and know that they're loved exactly as they are. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's emotional well-being. And remember, those big emotions, they're not a problem to fix. They're a sign that your child's heart is growing, their mind is expanding, and their emotional superpowers are being built, one feeling at a time. With love and starlight, Inara.